Yes, hello?
Hi, Christopher?
Yes.
Hey, Christopher, my name's Amy Nelson. I'm with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing today?
Oh, good, good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, too. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. Ms. Gillette had put you in. She's usually the agent that you talk with regarding your Google
yes.
ads and your account, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so she put you in to go over the Google Guarantee options that we have available for you. We were trying to connect with you on Friday, but you probably got busy in the afternoon, right?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, I tried to call back, but it was already kind of late.
Yeah, we're on the same time zone as you, so we close at 4 p.m., and trust me, on a Friday, we're...
Yeah, that's the last hour.
You can understand, yeah. You know, it's a Friday. We're ready to go.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so is this a good time to go over everything with you now?
Yeah, I should have about 20 minutes before I arrive. The job's gone. I'm okay right now.
Cool. I'll keep it brief. That way we can just jump right in. Now, do you have insurance for your company?
Yes.
Okay.
And workers' comp. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And can you pass a background check?
Yes.
Okay. And how many face-to-face employees do you have? Meaning employees that are going out and are bidding the actual jobs? Or is it just you?
It's me and one person.
Now, do you trust that other person, like, immensely?
If it's a common theme to go get a quote, no. She just focuses on inside cleaning. Mainly our work is outside cleaning, but
mm-hmm.
there and then she gives a quote inside cleaning, but not a, mainly it's me.
Okay.
About 85%.
Okay, cool. So then you'd be the only one that we would put on the application then. So that's
yeah.
why I'm asking that question, because if you have face-to-face employees that are going out and bidding the actual jobs and going out and doing the jobs on their own, then that's fine. But this service is going to include for the exterior, for the Google Guarantee, what you're qualified for the Google Guarantee is going to be for specific to the pressure washing, exterior home cleaning, power washing, that kind of stuff, that
yeah.
platform. Okay? All right. And lastly, do you have $250? The application fee is a one-time upfront cost of $250. This goes to get yourself and your company completely Google Guarantee approved, with the Google Guarantee background check and everything. So, for example, it is a one-time cost for the entire company. If you wanted to go ahead and get your employee Google Guarantee approved and put her on the application, assuming that you know she'd pass a background check, then that's not a problem. Or, say, in 5 years, like, you add 10 more employees. You can add them to the Google Guarantee. There's no additional cost for that. It's one-time application fee for the company, okay?
Okay, because I actually did have a company help me do the Google Guarantee. Does it matter do it again? Because I know that I had done a background check already with them.
For Google
and
Guarantee, they, who did you do the comp?
Yeah.
Who was that company that you worked with?
Shoot,
let me see if I can find your Google Guarantee ad.
Yeah. It was called, they're called JD Plumbing Partners.
Hmm.
But, it was kind of a freshly not so big company that they would do only ads for plumbers, and then they were testing out their systems to see if they could do pressure washing and other services under ads.
Mm-hmm.
And so they pretty much did free ads for me for like a month. But it was through Google Guarantee. But
was it in your zip code 95354?
You should be, yes.
Yeah, I don't see a Google Guarantee. I don't see a Google Guarantee for you. Maybe it was Google Ads and the sponsored ads.
No, it was Google guaranteed. That is my other zip code where I actually live. That's the where my office is zip code.
Okay, so what's your other zip code? Hold on, let me go back. Is it still in Modesto?
No, so it would be in Los Banos. I'm not sure if they have
LOSBANOS?
Yeah.
And the zip code there?
It's a 93635.
Let me look. Because it is important to know.
And it was about like 2 months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was about 3 months ago.
3 months ago? Yeah, I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing your Google Guarantee ad. So if they built you a Google, and you actually saw your name up there in the Google Guarantee section?
Yeah. It was like the, where people, it's Google Guarantee, the you know, little icons on the top
of
the business.
Yeah.
So, sure, it was Google Guarantee, but who knows, they might have deleted it because we didn't end up doing it. At the end, because they were just trying to sell the full package. They wanted me to get my website with them, and they wanted to do the SEO and do the Google Guaranteed after they did the test run.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking for, like, I believe it was, like, a lot of money. It was, like, $1,000-something a month. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I don't know if that was, like, especially a pressure washing company, you know, we're not like a plumbing business, you know, we don't make thousands and thousands each job, you know, so it's like, we can't really afford to blow that much out the door every month, regardless, they wanted every month, and so, I just wasn't going to work out like that, maybe step by, like, you know, put some ads in, and then maybe put some more in, you know, but they just wanted a straight, you know, straight shot of, you know, $1,000-something every month, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only like, I think it was only like $300 of ads or Google Guarantee ads or something like that. But it didn't seem worthy of, because I already have a website with you guys and, you know what I mean? Like, I did put a lot of effort in tweaking it up and making it look good. And, you know, and it sounds nice when they talk to you, but, you know, sometimes they don't. I've already had a different company in the past named, Townsquare Interactive.
Familiar, very familiar.
Yeah, no, it was a bad choice to go with them just because they never finished the website and they were just charging on a monthly basis without doing any real work. And when you ask them to do a change, it would take them like a week and a half, 2 weeks to do it. It was just a big hassle. And obviously with Local Splash, I originally was with you guys, but it was just a one-page website. And then, you know, we parted ways and in a good way, you know, there's nothing wrong. I was just trying to make a bigger, better website. And then I could reach, I think you guys reached back out to me and then they said, well, how about if we could make you more than a one-page website and you could have control over it too. And so, I mean, that's more convenient for me to have control.
Right.
Than have rely on them, you know, because things don't always go your way.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, as far as that goes, that's the thing is that they did do an ad, but since I told them it was just out of our budget, I don't know if that can they erase it or.
Well, that's what I'm checking with my. I'm the expert in this area. Hold on. Okay, hold on 1 second. But do you have access to that Google Guarantee ad yourself?
No. If it was technically free on their end, I don't know. They never. They just made me do a background check and
other company told him it was free. There is no GG ad as far as I can tell. Hold on a second.
And I mean
can you look on your end? Pressure washing in Modesto. See, what's the zip code in Modesto?
95354.
95354 or Los Banos. And the area code in Los Banos? Zip code, I mean?
The zip code for Los Banos would be 93635.
Okay. I have looked incognito. Yeah, he doesn't have access. Okay, he's checking. I'm just double checking everything because I don't want to give you false information. I've been doing this for a long time. What he said is that you can ask the other company for the access to it, like the other company that you worked with, that you did the background check and all those things with, because technically it belongs to the business. If you filled out a background check and that's all of your personal information and things like that. If you were to get access to the Google Guarantee CID, it's very specific. It's going to be how you would sign us on as managers. Then, instead of the application fee, it would just be a transfer fee. So that's the same. Yes. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same $250. It's the same $250 whether it's a transfer fee or an application fee. When we begin running the Google Guarantee, it's that $250. That's the upfront cost on it, and then the minimum monthly budget for it is $418. So that's for 13 Google Guarantee leads coming in at $32 a lead. And you're only paying for the qualified leads, so that's only the leads that you actually are going out and you're setting face-to-face appointment to go out and bid to the client face-to-face, or if, which this is probably like super rare for what you're offering, but if you were to go ahead and give client estimate over the phone, that's the only two instances that Google actually considers it a qualified lead. And all the calls are recorded for authenticity purposes because they want to make sure that you're only getting Google Guarantee quality leads. So it sounds to me like you were working with a company who was trying to test it out and see if they could manage the platform, but really you need to be a premier partner to know how to manage that platform correctly, because you need access to all the different things that Google has. That's what makes our company so successful, is because as a premier partner, we have access to the algorithms, the keyword coverage, the databases, all those different things, and then we give our clients specific access to their website and things like that, you know?
Yeah. Okay. And so you said how many leads would you get and how much you said it would be after the 250?
So in order to start the activation budget, Google requires a minimum monthly budget for us to start the Google Guarantee leads with a 13 lead budget. Your leads are $32 per lead, so the required minimum monthly budget on that to begin the leads coming in would be $418. With that minimum monthly budget being paid, we would cut the leads on. The leads would begin coming in if they're untouched, meaning if you don't increase or decrease the lead flow, untouched, they begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. When the leads come in, then you're only charged for the qualified leads. If you get a sales or solicitation call, if somebody is seeking employment with your company, if they're requesting a service that you don't provide and you decline the job, or if they happen to be requesting a service outside of your service radius and you decline the job, all of those things are considered unqualified leads. You wouldn't be charged. If the client is requesting estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, that is considered a qualified lead. Additionally, if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face, that is also considered a qualified lead. So only in these two instances would your lead budget actually be charged. All the calls are recorded in the event, Christopher, that one slipped through the cracks that was unqualified. So we can go ahead and dispute it with Google. We have that call recording. You have access to that through the local splash dashboard, as do we and as does Google, because we want to make sure that you're only getting the qualified leads. Now, the other thing about it is that you have the access to increase or decrease those leads as you see fit. So, for example, if you want 6 leads a week, then we can increase the lead flow. If you need to pause the campaign for any reason, say you take on the first couple leads and you know you're going to be booked or you're going on vacation or for whatever reason you need to pause the campaign, you have the ability to do so, and the lead budget pauses exactly where it's at. So it's not an automatic monthly charge. It's only the lead budget is only charged once the leads have been completely exhausted, and we have that agreement from you, meaning that you agree you want us to go ahead and charge the lead budget again to increase the lead flow. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So who's the one that qualifies it? Is that you guys, or how does it get qualified to be qualified, I guess?
To be qualified for a Google Guarantee platform, period?
No, the call, like the lead, like how do you qualify? Lead?
So AI is listening. All the calls are recorded, and AI is listening to each and every single phone call. So it's all been developed directly by Google with their AI system. And I've only seen a couple of situations where somebody even has to have a call refunded, has to dispute a call. But in the event that you do, that's why we have access to that. But they're always being monitored live with the AI system set up directly by Google. That's why all the calls come through a Google call tracking phone number, is in order to ensure the authenticity of that.
So you said that also I would have access to the calls?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they would be like pre-recorded calls, and as far as that goes, where would I see those calls in the local Splash website, or how would I be able to review calls?
So they're not pre-recorded. So what happens is your company is listed at the top in the Google Guarantee section. Somebody clicks the Google Guarantee phone number, the tracking number that would be listed with your Google Guarantee listing, and then it would come into your cell phone and it would say Google Guarantee lead on it. Right before you pick up the phone, it's also going to do that whisper thing where it says Google Guarantee lead. Do you know that it's a guaranteed lead that's coming through? Then you're going to speak with the client. In the event that it was a spam call, right, or somebody seeking employment with your company, or they're asking for a service you don't provide, and then you need to go back and listen to that call recording for any reason, then you would just log into the local Splash dashboard, and you can access through call recordings. It's all done through your call tracking system that's included with that. Now, it does, you do already have call tracking that's available to you now if you choose to take advantage of it, and you don't currently have that on your services. And it does change your regular phone number that they would be contacting you on, because it goes through the call tracking system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe I remember that. So it's the same process though, if I was to do Google Guaranteed or do it now.
Yeah, the difference is that, yeah, the call tracking is the same idea, yes, but with call tracking with us, it gives your company a very professional greeting. You have the option to click one to speak with, you know, it's your choice of, you can, thank you for calling Interior Exterior Cleaning Pros. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. To speak with Christopher, press 3. To speak with, you know, so-and-so, press 4. That's the call tracking system that's available through local Splash, and then it's going to route your calls appropriately. In the event that you take care of if you choose to do the Google Guarantee, it is not that same process. It's the Google call tracking number, and you're picking the calls up live.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And so how long would the process take once I was to pay for the activation fee?
We have to make sure that you have access to that CID. So we'd have to make sure that you've gotten access from that other company. If you've gotten access from the other company and you paid the $250, we can do your client interview same day or next day, and we can get that activation budget rolling I mean, usually within the first couple of days. I've the clients that we've taken over their Google Guarantee, it happens very quickly when we roll it out. It really depends on you. And once you pay the $250, then you have to ante up the $418 after that. So if you're prepared to start right away, once you have the CID, then we can start you out right away. No worries.
Okay. So I would pay the $250 and then
$418 for the activation budget to begin the leads coming in. Yes, sir.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So then so I'm going to reach out to J.D. Plumbing Partners and see if they can give me that CID then.
Yeah, what you're going to want to tell them is you need your Google Guarantee CID, right? And if they're like, huh, what are you talking about? Well, they should know what you're talking about, right? But if you need to be firm with them, Christopher, what you're going to want to say is, listen, that Google Guarantee is mine. I did the background check. It was on my business information, my company insurance, all of those things. So I want access to it. Because obviously you want to use Google Guarantee, and they should give you that access because it is yours. It belongs with the company. It's just like if you ever left Local Splash again for any reason, then that Google listing, that's yours. It goes with the company. It doesn't belong to Local Splash.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
Same would be true for your Google Guarantee.
Gotcha. Okay. But that, as far as the Google Guarantee, No, I was going to say if the ad stays, but never mind. I'm confusing the two. As far as the Google Guarantee, then okay. So then I'll reach out to them to see if they can give me that CID for Google Guarantee.
Yep.
And then that will just speed up the process, you're saying, right?
Oh, yeah. We have to have it. It's not speed up the process. If you don't have it, we can't work with you on the Google Guarantee platform.
Right. But if I don't, then you guys would have to restart and – And,
no, if you don't have it, we cannot work with you on the Google Guarantee platform.
Well, I'm saying I have to restart as far as the application process.
No, sir. We will not take you for Google Guarantee because you already have it elsewhere. So what's proven to happen is companies that go out and they choose to try to duplicate their Google, because that's what it would be. If we send you through the application process again and we duplicate it, it's going to get suspended. And then your money is going to be wasted because the application or transfer fee is non-refundable. So we won't even take your money unless we know that we can get you approved.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying is we cannot get you approved on a second Google Guarantee ad. So we wouldn't take your money.
Right. And as far as the searching for it, it's just not that easy to find it, or how does
it's
that
not
work?
Showing up at all, which is very, very strange. What my mentor, what he said is that it could be that your Google Guarantee was ranking below the first 20 search results on Google Guarantee, which, because there's about 20 to 25 that are listed on the Google Guarantee first page. There's only one page of Google Guarantee, but what could be happening is you may be Google Guarantee approved, but it may not be showing to the general public because A, you have no money in your lead budget. B, it's not ranking high enough because it hasn't had any optimization. There's a lot of reasons that it would not be ranking, but usually I'm still able to see it. I can't even see it. So that's why you really gotta call that other company. And you got to be real firm with them and tell them you need that CID so we can get in there and see what's going on and we can make it work for you.
Okay. So I'm going to reach out to them ASAP then.
Yeah. And then I can send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. That way when you call back in, you can speak with me directly because I'm the one that would be handling this for you and taking care of you. And then we can kind of see what's going on. So hopefully you're able to get a hold of them quickly, so we could get to know what's going on soon. I know that sometimes companies don't want to necessarily give you credentials to things because that's basically what you're looking for. You're looking for your CID, which is going to be your credentials for your Google Guarantee. That way, I'm giving you as many words as I can. That way, you have the ability to be more firm with them when you're kind of demanding your stuff,
Right. Yeah, okay, so then I'm going to reach out to them and, and see if we can get that from them.
Yeah, and then the only other option that I would say that you have is you can try to reach out. I can try to get a number from my mentor and ask him if he has any way for us to give you information to contact Google directly in the Google Guarantee Department, because if that's the case, then you might be able to contact Google directly and might have to, like, somehow they could, like, override it. Usually they, in my experience, they haven't, but you can at least try. The other thing you can do if you have to, which hopefully you don't, is you could, like, threaten to leave a bad review or something, like, hey, if you guys don't give it to me, I'm going to be forced to, you know, leave you a bad review only because this is belongs to my company and I now want access to it. You're not giving it to me, because they have the ability to give you the access.
Don't
let them tell you that they don't, because they do.
Okay. Well, they for sure have it no matter, even if
they for sure have it no matter what. That's what I'm telling you, is they for sure have it no matter what. You have to be super firm with them. And if they're, you know, playing hardball, okay, that's fine. I'll just report you on the BBB and I'll go on to your listing and I'm going to leave you a bad review that you won't give me the credentials to the ad that belongs to my business.
Okay. Okay. Now I know as far as that, they should be able to provide that.
Yeah, they have to be able to provide it because they created it. This is the thing. They used your social security number. They used your driver's license. They used your business information in order to create that ad. That belongs to you and to your business.
Right, right.
No matter what.
No matter what. Okay, so and I will try to get that soon then.
Okay.
I kind of want to do Google Guaranteed as well too.
Yeah, and then after we get a hold of it, we're able to tell you if you qualify for max lead budget, which is you can name your price that you're willing to pay per lead above the $32 if you choose to. Like, there's a lot of other options available to you. So that just kind of tells me that that company is more of a novice as far as Google Guarantee goes, because they don't even have your listing up and running, or I mean, they should have been able to make it work for you, because this is the thing. Is I've been selling Google Guarantee for the past 4 of the 5 years that it's been available to the general public, and it is like the cure for cancer as far as leads go. Like, I would sell this product to my grandmother, you know?
Right.
Like, that's how firmly I believe in it and the success that I've seen my clients have.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, that's what I kind of considered wanting to do, Google Guarantee, to help me out with getting more attention, because we do have a lot of good reviews
right.
on Google, so, and we're one of the highest ranking ones, so if we
you
can...
You definitely deserve to be there, absolutely.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like right at the top of the Google searching, so we could be right at the top area of the...
Mm-hmm.
So when they
yeah,
look for
you'd
something.
Be at the very top in the Google Guaranteed section. And once we have access to that, then we're able to go ahead and Google will contact us. They'll say if you qualify for max lead budget bidding, and that gives you the opportunity to show up closer to the top. There's just a lot of opportunity for you with the Google Guarantee, and you have more control over it than any other type of pay-per-lead.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so I'm looking forward to it then, and now I'm going to reach out to them and get that information.
Okay, perfect. And you have you got the text with my direct phone number and extension line, I'm assuming?
Yes, press 1 and 224, Annie.
Yep, right? Amy. Yep.
Amy, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. Yeah, if you were to call in and speak with Shalette, too, she'd make sure that you get over to me, okay?
Right, yeah, I'm sorry. So I looked at your name from a distance.
It's all good. It looks like Annie. I'll be honest with you. It does. I'm not taking it personal. It looks like Annie. I can't tell you the number of times I've been called Annie. It's just natural. I've even answered to Annie, you know, when you're at the doctor's office and they see it incorrect, say it incorrectly. Like, I know they're not talking about anybody else. It's my turn.
Right. Hey, yeah. So, yeah, okay, and Amy, so I'll reach out to you and let you know as soon as I can get this information.
All right, Christopher, I look forward to speaking with you soon. Thank you for your time.
Okay, you take care. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.